Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I like cheese and HDs and comic book cheese with your heart on your sleeve. Well, you know you won't run, you won't hide, and you jump like a son of a gun. Do not stand in the shadow. Do not stand in the shadow.
There's a slight change to the forecast, the actual weather on top of everything. Here's the timing, by the way, in Northwest Florida. Beginning around 12:30, the maximum eclipse of about 75 to 80% at around 1:55, ending at around 3:13. We're going with more cloud cover. We still think there will be opportunities to see it, but it looks like the forecast is teetering towards a cloudy view through the afternoon.
Joseph Neubauer, last night on Channel 3, telling us what to expect today. Slightly cloudy, bummer. We had a really good interview earlier this morning with a local ophthalmologist, Michael Ullman, about the eclipse and about safety. We'll get to that in just a second. Before that, I want to let you know that if you're looking for that next vehicle, or if you've been putting off looking for that next vehicle, which is my own habit and I hope is not yours as well, but if we're similar, then what we do is we try to drive these cars too long and then we wait and then we want to spend a bunch of money repairing a car that we're going to get rid of anyway. Don't do that. Besides, if it's a car that's not reliable, you know, the kind of car that you get up in the morning like, I hope it works today, man, you deserve better than that. Go get a newer used vehicle, one that's only a year, two, 3 years old with low miles and great condition. That's what Frontier Motors specializes in, about 300 different cars, trucks, vans on the lot. You can test drive a bunch of them and, you know, see what you love. See what you can afford. See what you love that you can afford, right? Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Like I said, earlier this morning, I had a good chance to talk to a local ophthalmologist, Dr. Mike Ullman. Doctor, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Michael Ullman is a local ophthalmologist, and Dr. Ullman, I have questions about the eclipse that I know you will help answer. Let's start with basic things.
Okay, great.
When I look just on a day, it's hard to look at the sun because it's so bright. My eyes know to kind of stop me from doing that. But if I make myself do it, what happens to my eyes?
It's very dangerous for your eyes. You can almost think of it like a kid with a magnifying glass, kind of burning ants. You can get a burn to the back of your retina, and it can cause something called solar retinopathy, and it can cause a permanent central blind spot in your vision.
How long does that take to happen? Because I know if you're burning something with a magnifying glass, it's typically not instant, but I assume damage is in degrees and even a little bit can be bad.
Right. So I don't know of any studies where they've really timed it, but it's not an instant thing. But if it's a prolonged stare at the sun, so maybe a minute or so, I would expect there to be some damage.
Okay. And so it does take a little bit of time, and you don't notice it right away, right? That's my understanding, is that some of this damage can sort of be delayed effect, that you don't realize it's happened until maybe hours later. Is that right?
Right. So it depends on, you know, how long you were looking at it and things like that. But and you might have a little bit of an after effect immediately afterward. But you're right, the damage can be delayed a little bit. But it really depends on how long you were looking at the sun.
Now, when I normally look at a bright light, of course, what happens afterwards is you blink your eyes, you have that little purpley, greenish splotches wherever the light was. That's not damage. Your eye recovers from that under normal circumstances, right?
Right. So this is very different than looking at a regular light. So, you know, all these manufacturers have to follow guidelines, and when you're staring at a light, it's very different than looking at the sun. The sun is even emitting radiation outside of that visible light spectrum. So that's okay. You know, I wouldn't recommend just staring at a light, but it's very different than just staring at a bright light.
And is it the light itself, or is it the radiation, or is it both that damage your eyes?
It's both. Okay. But it's mainly, like I was mentioning with that ant thing, it's a burn. So you're really burning the retina if you're just staring at the sun. And some people think, oh, this is an old wives' tale. This is not. It is a legitimate thing, and it happens. So it's a real phenomenon.
And so it really is just like, because your eye is a lens, and your lens is designed to focus the thing you're looking at so that it creates a picture on your retina, and you're doing that with something that's going to cause damage instead of just create an image. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm glad you explained it. So now when we look at an eclipse, why is an eclipse dangerous? I'm guessing it's because if it's a 75% totality, the light is much it's not as bright, and so your natural impulse to not look away is kind of not there. But the damage coming in from even 25% of the sun can be just as intense. Am I in the right direction?
That's exactly it. And I just think most people, you know, aren't walking around and just staring at the sun, whereas with the eclipse, you really have that extra, wow, this is insane, this is impressive, this is a rare event, I forgot my glasses, but it's not a big deal, I'll just... So I think it's just the impulse to just stare at it. And so it might not be as intense as the sun without an eclipse, but you're right, this is only a partial eclipse for people in Pensacola and Florida, so you're still going to get a lot of that radiation from the sun. That's kind of the reason why.
And now we are not in the totality, but at totality, when the sun is completely blocked out from direct access to your eyes, are you still at risk, some risk, less risk? I mean, because, you know, you're not getting the light obviously directly in, and you're, you know, not, the radiation is maybe or maybe not blocked out by the moon. I don't really know. But is it still dangerous even when it's in a totality?
So theoretically, no. Theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked, then no, you're not really looking at the sun at that point.
Right.
You know, like I said, that's not really the case for us today. And I would personally, I'm not going to be sitting there staring at an eclipse without eye protection on. But theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked out, you're not even looking at the sun then.
Perfect. This is so great. I'm so glad we had you on. You're answering all my questions so succinctly. It's excellent. Okay, so let's talk about eye protection. What do you need to have, and how can you know that it's actually going to protect your eyes, as opposed to, you know, we've all heard stories about imitation glasses, knockoff glasses, or even the ones that are correct, say if it's scratched, you shouldn't use it. Tell me how to know that I've got something that's really going to protect my eyes for prolonged looking at the sun. And is even prolonged looking at it with these glasses safe?
Right. So the recommended eyewear, it'll say ISO. That's the organization that certifies these glasses for lunar watching or watching the eclipse. As far as how do you know if they're broken or if they're okay, if they're visibly damaged, I would just get another pair. They're not very expensive, and there's no reason to risk it. So to me, if they look physically damaged, just get another pair. How do you know if it's a legitimate pair, if it's really been certified? I would put the onus on the manufacturer, and you can say, like, hey, how do I know this is certified? And if they can provide some sort of documentation or explanation that, hey, this is really certified by the ISO, then I would feel comfortable using them. As far as can I look at the eclipse for a long period of time, you should be able to with those glasses.
Okay.
So with those glasses, you should be totally safe. Enjoy the event. Stare at the lunar eclipse, and you should be good.
And if I... Hey, we'll just pause there for just a second. We'll have a little bit more of this interview with Dr. Michael Ullman from earlier this morning about eclipse safety in your eyes. Let's get a traffic report from Jake.
Okay, this traffic report is brought to you by a who is it brought to you by? You caught me off guard there. I was not thinking
excellent
we were
provider
going
of
there.
Services.
This would be ECUA is going to be up on board right now. All right, so Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown there. I-110 southbound, just before the Cervantes exit. FHP is still on the scene of an accident there, causing some slowdown. Exit before Maxwell Street, if possible, if that will still get you to your destination. East Burgess Road, getting by West Florida High School, very slow in both directions right now from the school zone there. That's usually typical this time of morning. Other than that, I'm not really seeing anything. That slowdown on I-10 West coming out of Milton, not really seeing anything there right now. So that's kind of weird how that all just disappeared all of a sudden. But if anybody's got eyes on that, and if it's still slowed down, let me know. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with the Traffic on the Fox.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got an import, you've got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus. You might have paid a little extra to get it. You don't have to pay extra to service it. You might think you do. You might think you have to go to the dealership. That is not true. In fact, by law, federal law prohibits them from requiring you to go to the dealership. You can go wherever you want to get that car serviced. That's fine. And if it's a dealership that's at a distance, like in Destin or Mobile or something like that, hey, that's time save, gas save, inconvenience, and probably just, you know, saving on the price as well. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on the diesel engines, diesel trucks, sure. You know, gas engines, sure. Domestics, imports, whatever. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where they want to see your car when it's healthy so they can avoid it from getting really expensively sick. That's the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Back to the interview with Dr. Michael Ullman, a local ophthalmologist, earlier this morning. And if I, like, I actually went and found some ones I had left over from the 2017 eclipse. I managed to be lucky enough to have them still in my possession. And when I tried them on and looked at, for example, a light in my house, I mean, I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see it at all. Is that the kind of, you know, quick test that you, that should sort of indicate to you that you've got a pair that's likely to be good, or that doesn't really help?
Well, I personally think that's encouraging, right? If you said, hey, I put these on and I can't even tell the difference, that would really be concerning to me. But to me, if they just look, if they look like they are normal, they're not beat up, and they have that certification, that for me would be enough.
Okay.
But it's going to be a very, very dark shade. It's not going to be, I've heard some people say, oh, I'll just put two or three shades on. It's totally not equivalent. So it's more than just the darkness of the visible light. Like I said, it's also blocking out not visible radiation as well.
And I started to get worried when I saw that NASA had said you have to have a level 12 darkness for your welder's visor or goggles. And I'm like, oh, just any old welder's goggles, not enough. You know, like I start to get worried with that, right?
Right. So that dark factor, that was created just to measure how much visible light's being blocked out. So they say different sources say 12, 14, 16. There's different levels of that dark factor.
Yep.
That theoretically will be safe. I personally would just go by that ISO recommendation, just because those are specifically designed to look at the sun. Whereas these other, you know, dark factor isn't that specific.
Got it. That makes perfect sense. I've also read that, you know, your phone can be damaged, and so people are talking about putting the glasses on their phones. But also that even looking at the light on your screen through your phone, you know, the tendency is to think, well, my phone must be safe for my eyes. But if it's bright enough and that's coming through your phone, that's still going to have the magnifying effect or not. Is that dangerous?
So looking at the eclipse through the phone should be safe as far as if you, let's say you take a recording of it and you watch it later. But if you're trying to actually, while the eclipse is happening, kind of block out the sun using your phone and look at it through the screen, that's a really bad idea. That's not going to work. The sun's going to still get through. So I wouldn't recommend, and just watch it, enjoy it in real life, right? So just, I would just put some glasses on that are certified and watch it. But actually watching a recording of it, in attempt to kind of avoid needing glasses, that's just a bad idea. So,
but thinking of your phone as a safety, thinking of your phone as a safety block, that's not a good idea. That is not going to be effective.
No. And I mean, too, there's professionals that are going to be recording this. No one's going to watch, you know, anyone's crummy cell phone footage of it. So there's really no point to risk that. That's not a good safety device.
Okay. And then the last one, and this is particularly for us here, we may have cloud cover. People might well think, oh, well, there's cloud cover. It must be safer to look at.
Right. Yeah. No, unfortunately not the case. So no, even with cloud cover, you want to wear the glasses. And again, I know it sounds, this can't be that important. This might be an old wives' tale. This is real. It actually is real. I mean, this can damage your retina. So I would just take that small precaution of just wearing the appropriate glasses, even with cloud cover.
Well, Dr. Michael Ullman, thank you for joining us this morning. Super helpful. I know our news department is going to be able to use a lot of this throughout the day, and I'll replay this interview later. You're a local ophthalmologist. We met on Friday, so we didn't have a pre-existing relationship, but you've been super clear with me, and I really appreciate you joining us this morning to help teach our folks some stuff about safety for the eclipse. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the event, and have a great day.
Absolutely. 825 here on News Radio 92.3. And, of course, you can always do, like, the pinhole camera thing, you know, and see the, like, you know, put a hole in a cardboard and then put a white paper down and create some kind of a shade environment. And, you know, you can do that as well. That's a very simple way to see it. But the glasses. Did you say the glasses? I said the glasses. 437-1620. If you need a plumbing issue solved of any kind, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, you know, anything's going wrong with the water pressure, the water temperature, Barbary Plumbing, they will take care of you. 477-8782. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're looking pretty good on our roadways out there. I'm not seeing any slowdown on I-10 westbound. We do have some road construction starting. It's got the left lane blocked right at the foot of the Blackwater River Bridge, and it has been slow all morning, but I've just now recently seen the traffic just kind of disappear, so hopefully that's cleared up. Highway 98 is looking good east and west through Navarre. Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. Really, our only slowdown I'm seeing, we've got the accident on I-110 southbound just before the Cervantes exit. FHP is still on the scene there with that accident. It's causing some slowdown. Exit before Maxwell Street, if possible, if you're still seeing that slowdown. And East Burgess Road in both directions with the school zone at West Florida High School. Very slow right now. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Let me know if you see anything. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Not every day do I get to play you any Etta. You know, not
Man,
every day.
That voice.
Oh, I know it. Oh, it's what I didn't even know I needed today. 829 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump getting into the abortion debate this morning in a video he posted on Truth Social. He said he believes abortion laws should be left up to the states to decide.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
And so that video posted up on Truth Social. The FAA.
So does he not anymore think that we were super restrictive and mean, horrible, terrible people for putting a 15-week abortion limit in Florida? Is that what he's saying? He's apologizing for the earlier criticisms of Governor DeSantis in the Florida legislature?
I don't think he said that. No, I don't think that's what he said.
It seems like he's saying that. Go on. Sorry.
And then the FAA investigating after a Southwest Airlines flight had returned to Denver on Sunday.
Oh, my God. The video, the coupling on takeoff. It's crazy to watch.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump reveals his abortion policy this morning.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Mr. Trump in a video posted on his Truth Social platform. It's known as the Brickyard, but the only race at the famed venue today takes place in the sky.
People starting to shuffle into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. If that picture is indicative of the way this day is going to go, then I think we're in luck for that 306 total eclipse. 3 minutes and 51 seconds is the projected time it may last.
That is Fox Weather's Robert Ray at the famed Speedway. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. Cloudy and 68 in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Well, officials say the historic Trailways bus station in downtown Pensacola is in violation of several codes. The owners could be fined if it doesn't get fixed up soon. That building owned by Emmanuel Lutheran Church. They did ask the city for permission to demolish the building last year, but were denied. According to the News Journal, a code enforcement hearing has been scheduled for this afternoon at City Hall. Pensacola code enforcement says that building has damage to the walls, roof, and overhang, and it's also got excessive rust and peeling paint. The church could be fined up to $250 per day if the magistrate decides those violations exist and aren't being corrected, and possibly up to $500 a day for repeat violations. The 1960s-era building is considered historic due to its architecture type and history as a meeting place for area civil rights leaders. Negotiations over the sale of the OLF 8 property to developer Beulah Township LLC may be on the verge of falling apart, if last week's commission meeting is any indication.
I'd like you to be open and frank with us and give us a fair deal, and if you do, I'll be on board.
We think we've done that. You know, we've done it multiple times now, and you know, you got to think you can run these numbers, but our number to after we pay the $20 million for the property, we're projecting another $28 million for the roads, the infrastructure, the things to get that property ready for vertical construction.
And that exchange between District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler and Fred Hemmer, Commission Chairman Stephen Barry, also hinted he would be okay with welcoming other offers. The sentiment from the board is that the top line offer is still a bit too low, and there remains concerns over some of the contractual language as well. Hemmer also mentioned during negotiations that there'd been a few occasions where they were ready to walk away, but county staff had brought them back to the negotiating table. Well, today is Eclipse Day, that total eclipse moving across a big portion of the U.S. this afternoon. Here in Northwest Florida, it's a partial eclipse with 75 to 80% coverage.
Most people, you know, aren't walking around and just staring at the sun, whereas with the eclipse, you really have that extra, wow, this is insane, this is impressive, this is a rare event. I forgot my glasses, but it's not a big deal. So I think it's just the impulse to just stare at it. And so it might not be as intense as the sun without an eclipse, but you're right. This is only a partial eclipse for people in Pensacola and Florida. So you're still going to get a lot of that radiation from the sun.
Dr. Michael Ullman, an ophthalmologist here in Pensacola, make sure you're only looking at that eclipse through ISO-certified glasses, was his advice here this morning on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola woman now charged with attempted homicide after a man was injured in a cutting incident over on Moreno Court over the weekend. 27-year-old DeAndre Pritchett was arrested Saturday morning, and police say the victim sustained cutting wounds, had to be taken to the hospital. Right now, we do not have an update on their current condition, but Pritchett is charged with attempted homicide, and she remains in the Escambia County Jail without a bond. And the week off to a good start for SpaceX. They launched a Falcon 9 last night from Kennedy Space Center. The Bandwagon 1 mission consists of 11 different spacecrafts from various countries and companies around the world. 8:35 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Well, I don't know if my map is just malfunctioning this morning, but all of the major slowdowns that we had earlier, they've just all suddenly disappeared. So I'm not really seeing any issues on our roadways. No accidents reported by FHP. Looking at I-10 and I-110, they're flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is now clear. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. I'm not seeing any slowdowns on I-10 West as you're hitting the Blackwater River Bridge. I know we've got some construction going on there that's got the left lane closed. We did have an accident earlier on I-110 southbound just before the Cervantes exit. FHP was on the scene there, but that looks like that's already cleared up. East Burgess Road, a little bit slow getting by West Florida High School with the school zone there in both directions, but that's not really bad. Not really seeing anything else out there. This traffic report is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a nice cloudy day today. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees. Clouds could be around as we do have our partial solar eclipse for Northwest Florida. About 75% coverage starting around 12:35 this afternoon. Peak for us around 1:55. As you head into the evening, we are going to be seeing temperatures drop near 66 degrees. Cloudy on Tuesday with a high near 75 and a low Tuesday night near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 68 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 62 in Milton with partly cloudy skies. Your money now. The markets are up, but not by a lot this morning. The Dow's up 27.55 at 38.931.59. S&P 500 up 114 at 52.05.48. The NASDAQ is up 17.91 at 16.265.19. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.43%. Gold price is up 480 at 23.50.20. Silver price is up 32 cents at 27.82. And Bitcoin has been up today as well. Right now up 25.69.81 at 71.828.99, nearing that 72,000 mark again. Looks like the rest of the crypto market following suit as it normally does, with most of the crypto coins being up to varying degrees. Apple laying off over 600 people from 8 different locations in Santa Clara, California. No layoffs are scheduled for the company's main campus, though, in Cupertino, California. The company filed a WARN notice about those layoffs, but didn't say if that was in relation to any specific projects. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge now opening an inquiry into Elon Musk after Musk said he would be reactivating accounts on X. The accounts in question had been ordered blocked by that judge. And Facebook parent company Meta asking a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against them. The FTC sued Meta back in 2020, claiming the company illegally maintained a monopoly on personal social media by its acquisition of Instagram and WhatsApp. It's 8:39, our next news at 9. I'm breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join them Friday as they detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers. It's time to get out and play. Tune in Friday at 9 a.m. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free, family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. I think I'm prepared for what's about to happen. I think. I've got you all covered. What's the soundtrack? What's your bumper music for the eclipse? We've been playing songs all day, if you haven't been listening. If you have been, I appreciate that. What's your song for... Pretend you're a producer. What is the song related to the eclipse that you would want to hear? 437-1620. I have about 40 in my folder. And I think I did a pretty good job, not to brag, but I think I did pretty good. Did I do okay, Jake? Did I do all right?
Yeah, great. All right. I mean, lots of ones that I never would have thought of.
437-1620. Let's, and you know what you might, well, Andrew, I haven't heard you play Bonnie Tyler yet today. Well, too obvious.
Yeah,
Every easy. Radio show in the universe is playing.
Forever's gonna start tonight. One time I was falling in love, and now I'm only falling apart.
Plus, this song makes me gag.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. When I was in elementary school, they did this drunk driving thing where they did a play, and you know, there's this person died, and they played that song, and I haven't been able to listen to it since.
Gross. Yeah, no, way to ruin something for you. Okay, so here we're starting to get some suggestions in. 437-1620. What's your eclipse song? Play producer for the day. What's your bumper music for eclipse? That's revved up like a deuce, by the way, is the lyric there. Not
deucin.
Whatever else you might have. What, deucin?
A deucin.
A deucin. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the name of the vehicle.
Deucin. I got
the car.
See, even I didn't have it right. Yeah. 437-1620, 437-1620. What is your example of a song that should be played today? What's your bumper music for the day? And you know, I just because it puts such a smile on my face, I'll play it again.
Sun will come out tomorrow.
This one made me laugh. Made me happy. It's a good one. It's a good one. Now, you know, a lot of these answers are relatively obvious, you know, that's okay. That's okay. This one, I don't have like a normal version of it. I have a kind of an odd version of it, but it's okay.
Come on, everybody. Let's boogie woogie.
It's a VeggieTales version.
Follow me. These are what I do best.
This little light of mine.
That's good. All right. Good enough. 437-1620. Oh, and I don't have the kids song. See, you got me. Good one. I don't have the You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine. Is that even a recording artist song? I don't even know. It seems like the kind of thing that kids always sang.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say this. I have like three versions of this one, and they're all interesting. This is the Phil Kagi one. But of course, the original is fantastic. Somebody says, where do you buy eclipse glasses? Ooh, I think David has been saying hardware stores and libraries maybe have them. David, is that as far as you know, libraries and hardware stores?
Yeah, Channel 3 reported that some libraries had them.
Okay,
I believe most hardware stores have some as well.
All right, very good. Yeah, I just lucky I had some left over from 2017, but you can't have mine. sorry.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Oh, yeah.
Wash away.
My construction buddy's happy playing that one. That's who suggested that one for you. Let's see. No, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying by Jerry and the Pacemakers. You got me. I don't have that one.
That's a deep cut.
Let's see. What is this one? Bill Burford, Heart of the Sunrise? Yeah,
Bill,
way off
Bill
my...
Bill Burford, isn't it jazz?
I don't even know. I'm sorry. Way outside. I do have this one, though. Let me find it here real quick. Where is... I'm looking for the wrong artist. Sorry. Oh, where's House of the Rising Sun? We have that on our list. Why can I not suddenly find that?
We played
it
earlier.
I know we did. Weird. I'm trying to find it for you in a second. I'm sorry. While I look for that, let's get Jake in here with Traffic on the Fives. Jake?
The one I was going to pick, I didn't see it on your list this morning, was Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun.
Smash Mouth? Smash Mouth. That's right. Yeah, I think that is on, I thought, well, maybe not. Maybe it's not. I can't find it. Make mistakes. See, that's the problem. Oh, I got you all covered. I got all of them. Here, how about this one? Go on, Jake.
Not seeing anything on our roadways really slowing us down. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking good. We're not seeing any slowdown from that road construction at the Blackwater River Bridge on I-10 westbound coming out of Milton. And Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with Traffic on the Fives.
Hey, if you are needing, speaking of hardware stores and good places to go, Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. They'll take care of every need you have. They will definitely help you with whatever it is that you need. They've been there. I mean, they have been there. They have done that. They have seen it. They have helped people get it in the past, and they certainly know what they are doing. In fact, that's kind of one of the big reasons that you go there is for the expertise. But right now, they're having an end-of-season blowout for heaters and fireplace accessories. While supplies last, fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, hotshot, SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. You can stop by on the web at PensacolaHardware.com or just go in at 20 East Gregory Street. Like I say, always helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Oh, somebody says they've checked with a couple local hardware stores and they don't have them as far as they know, so that's useful. Sorry about that. Oh, and here, since I said I would play it for you. It's so good. Somebody else suggested. Oh, yeah. Such a good. That's one of those like super hippy dippy songs, you know? It's like the Age of Aquarius, that kind of thing. 437-1620. What else do we have here? Oh, no. This is a very good one. This is one of my favorites for sure.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Oh, yeah. That'll slow you right
on
down.
It's not warm when she's away.
Oh, the Moon Dance by Van Morrison.
I didn't have that
one. I don't know why I didn't have that one on my list. I should have had that one. I know. It's good. It's good. How about... Don't wear these.
Man,
don't ruin your eyes. I think this is oddly one of my favorite ones for the day.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Because you wouldn't think about it, right? It's not related to the main meaning of the song, but now obviously we have to play this. By the way, I love all the posts on social media about how today you will be able to see the moon like every other day. Y'all are mean. It's just rude. Oh, this makes me so happy. Somebody else came up with this one. Love it. I didn't even know Carly Simon sang about eclipse tourism, but she sure enough did. That's what she's talking about, isn't that? Not primarily message of the song, maybe.
When the lights
good. Oh, and now I'm getting, see, y'all are, you're vexing me, you're testing me, you're getting me all the ones I can't possibly do. Let's see, somebody says, Tom Thumb and other gas stations have the eclipse glasses. Oh, that's very useful. Somebody says, you should play Gustav Holst, The Planets. Some would get it. They'd have to recognize it. Oh, Sunshine on My Shoulder by John Denver. Oh, that is a good, I wish I had it to play, because that is such a sweet song. That'd put a smile on your face for sure. Somebody says, my eclipse glasses say discard after 10 years. I guess the film degrades over time. Limit exposure to 3 minutes at the time. Oh, not mine, but man, gosh, careful. Howl at the Moon, Sunspot Baby by Bob Seger. I love you sending in all of these songs that I don't even have. I think I'll leave you with just one or two more that I actually did happen to have on my list. Now, this is not so much eclipse, but it's eclipse paranoia.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end
Also, in the same genre, of course.
This is the end.
It's not.
Beautiful.
It's not even. It's nothing. It's just, you know, the moon is covering up the sun. That's really all that's going to happen today. I hope that doesn't break your day, but.
Good day, sunshine.
Oh, and somebody suggested this one in passing. This is my last one, and we'll take a quick break. But I particularly love the old songs that are relevant, because I don't normally get to play these kind of songs. I don't normally get to dig up to Dean Martin for my my playlist.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my lovin' in the evening time.
Man, some of those songs are so great. All right, that was our fun for the day. Our eclipse bumper song, you know, soundtrack to the eclipse, whatever you want to call it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you just want some advice, you want some input, you want to know whether now is the right time or later or sooner or, you know, closer to an eclipse, whatever, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they will help you. They're expert at this. They've got, especially on the sales side, like they sold 175 homes last year. That's 3.5 a week. That is amazing. And they do it with this, like it's a system. And the system is all about, you know, how you stage it, when you show it, how you list it, what price, photographs, online, all of that stuff so effectively to get you the best price possible. And they do. Now, what I always think is as a buyer, you know, they really put you in a great position because they understand the selling market so well. They know what a house is going to fetch and what's a reasonable thing to ask for, what you got to offer to bid to beat other people if there is a multiple bidder environment. That, you know, when you're talking about like new builds, you know, they can work on getting your points paid down and stuff like that. Like, you might not think, why would I have a realtor for a new build? Oh, great opportunity to use that expertise to your advantage. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, or you really know you want to, give Christina Leavenworth a call at 723-9158.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
It's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
I had to look for one I hadn't played in the last segment, so I was a little bit behind the ball. This is such a good song.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Sing it, Johnny.
I fell.
You know how there are some artists where you feel like it's sacrilegious to step on them? Like, I shouldn't be talking, and I felt bad turning Etta James off earlier. Like, that's not my place. That's not for me to do. All right, Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, we're looking great on our roadways. I'm not seeing anything out there, nothing at all. No slowdowns, no accidents reported by FHP. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good. Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. No slowdowns on Cervantes, and Bayfront Parkway is looking good. If you see anything else out there on the roadways slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I did get a note in here from a friend. Says the Vision Center at Walmart on Creighton has glasses. So if you're still looking for glasses today and trying to figure it out, that might be a place for you to go. If you if you've been putting off that decision to get that next vehicle, to upgrade, to get one that you can count on and trust instead of the one that you're kind of worried about all the time, Frontier Motors. You know, just go look around. Go look and see, you know, what is the price? What are the alternatives? What might work for you? And, you know, see if there's not a way to maybe get something that's convenient, that you enjoy driving, that has new technology, and that might actually save you money because you're not having to put $500 or $1,000 into it every other month. Like, you know, it does happen sometimes with the used vehicle. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is a good news note. Hurlburt Field, the Memorial Air Park, is going to open up to the public for the first time in over 20 years. That's on Wednesday. If you ever drive down that way over 98 and you kind of look over the edge and you see all the stuff and you think, man, that'd be fun to go see. Well, now you can. Now you can. And, I mean, it really is cool. I've only been there, once. Yeah. It was a long time ago. We did an interview with one of the guys who was the recipient of a No Relation, the McKay Award for great heroism, and got to go on base and see the Ospreys and talk to the folks. But that really is cool that is going to become available for all of us. Also, in Mobile, LDOT is still moving ahead with tolling the Mobile River Bridge. Yeah. Every once in a while, I manage to talk to somebody in D.C., one of our senators or congressmen or somebody, and remind them, you know, this is bad. This is bad to be putting a toll on I-10, but it is still coming at the moment. That is still coming at the moment. Joe Biden may not get on the general election ballot in Ohio because the DNC is going to be after their deadline. Oops. So you can't give them a candidate until you've had your actual voting at the convention. And if you can't give them a candidate by the deadline to be on the ballot, then oops. So he might not get Ohio. I mean, you know, that's problematic. Will they pass a law exempting it? I don't know. I don't, you know, time will tell, whatever they do to figure that out. 859 News Radio 92.3. All right, a quick future news. Will anybody out there be dumb and just look straight at the sun today?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, guaranteed. Will they suffer consequences?
Yes.
Let's just pray for them, no?
Yeah.
But, no. You know, that's unfortunately, that's the problem. Who you got winning tonight, Purdue or UConn?
I'm going with UConn.
There you go. That's the good bet. Although, this should be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.